Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. McRae steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball four. Cowens moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Martinez settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McRae reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Mike Paxton now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Otis moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. It's 9-4, Royals. Bernie Carbo now playing right field. Dwight Evans now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 10-5, Royals. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-7, Royals. Larry Gura now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 10-8, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Royals 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Royals 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-10, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 15-10, Red Sox. Andy Hosler now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Doyle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 16-10, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 17-10, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-11, Red Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-12, Red Sox. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Royals 12. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Royals 12. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 17, and Kansas City Royals, 12. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.